Do you want to be a podcaster? Ready to say hello to more of being able to record podcasts without technology complication than every other podcaster? If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. No, really, it's free. There's a creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then what Anchor does for you is they distribute your podcast so it can be heard on platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. I think that's key. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So what are you going to do? How about this? Do like I did and download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM. That's Anchor FM, ANCHOR.FM. Again, ANCHOR.FM, and get started like the rest of us. Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. For all those on the gram, glad you can join us today. On the podcast, we talk about entrepreneurship, we talk about marketing, we also talk about personal development and faith. Today's episode, allow me to introduce myself. My name is ED. I will be your humble host that will be directing this thing today. Today's episode is a good lessons learned. It's around the area of marketing. It teaches you the aspects of you're not your client. You see, I was working with one of my clients, and I thought I knew what they wanted. And because I thought I knew what they wanted, we started going through the funnel and just diving into some of the things that I thought my client would like. Unfortunately, none of those things were adding up. And finally, I just stopped and I said, hey, what are you looking for? Do you have any examples of kind of what you're looking to actually put in place as far as building a funnel and what that funnel is? And by the way, if you don't know what a funnel is, a funnel is just basically a sales process. That's just the quickest way to sum it up. Just when someone comes in, places an order, you have the ability to increase the amount you're selling the customer. So for instance, you came in, let's say you bought a hat, and what if I said, hey, you know, would you like to purchase, provide you an upsell of another hat or another particular item that is similar to what that is? Or here's a cleaner example. Let me give a cleaner example. You go in to purchase a pair of pants. And with a pair of pants, you say, hey, you know, I pop up something else on another screen. I say, hey, would you be interested in getting a belt or a t-shirt or something like that? So it's basically a process in which allows you to take more advantage of than just a regular website. Because a regular website will, you know, there's so many different options and the customer, psychologically is known that customer sometimes doesn't really just go in and say, okay, I want a belt, a shirt, pants, and everything like that. I even remember when I used to work at a store. It was a clothing store, and one of the things, our meetings that we would have would be, hey, you need to continuously ask the customer, do they want these particular items? And it's not being a pushy salesperson. It's just, they just sometimes don't know what they don't know. I mean, how many times have you went into Amazon, to Walmart or to a store, and it's like, hey, do you want, you know, you may have your groceries and you're getting ready to check out, and those things on the side while you're getting ready to check out, you know, those things, I say those things meaning those additional items like gum, newspapers and things like that. I mean, magazines, newspapers. These are things that you probably weren't interested in getting, but they catch your attention. And you're like, oh, you know, I've been meaning to read whatever that particular paper is or magazine. I could use some gum. So that is really what I, you know, my concept of what a particular sales funnel is. So anyway, back to the story. So I'm working with my client and we're going through these different things. I'm showing the different ins and outs of the funnel of how we can do it and the different approaches we can take. And I noticed that it still wasn't, it really wasn't piquing in interest. It wasn't giving me that thought like, oh, okay, yeah, this is it. So that's when I proposed a question and said, so what are you looking for? So we pull up what my client was looking for, because, you know, one thing that I've learned since I've been in this funnel community or this marketing community is modeling. And modeling is not copying. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, modeling is not copying. It is building. And this is where I find out my gift is, one of my many gifts is, when I'm able to see something, have a visual of how something looks, I can really put my spin and twist. And it's sort of like writer's block. You know how they say for writers just to write, because finally something will start clicking, or if you read something or some, it helps you. For me now, I can't speak for everyone, but it really helps me to get those creative juices flowing. So I seen what my client want on the website, and it was just something that, unfortunately, at that time and at this time, I wouldn't be able to provide that, because there was more concepts that's going to be required in order to make this work. And I had already started building out this particular e-com funnel for my client. So when I was looking at it, I was like, oh man, this is just not going to work. I think you need to go to a regular website, because they wanted something where you could be able to have a customer, when they come in, make a purchase, being able to subscribe, and whereas you can have monthly, you know, subscriptions as far as for a particular product. So let's say you're selling lotion. Let's make it generic. You're selling lotion and I come in to buy lotion, and you have a program in which I can click down and say, hey, every month around this same 30 days from now, I just want you to just charge my card and send me another bottle of lotion. So I didn't know anything. I wasn't familiar with that. So I just wasn't able to meet that. And that's why I say that's when I learned that lesson. And I know you guys are saying, well, you should have figured out beforehand what your client wanted. But it was the assumption on my part and my bag that I thought, well, if you're looking for something to, number one, increase your sales, number two, help grow your different product brands, let's figure out some products that we can start off with and then eventually, you know, grow that out. But there's more things that you wanted that I wasn't aware of, because I wasn't asking the probing questions. And when you don't ask the probing questions, it puts you in a space where you have a situation where you spend 2 to 3 hours to realize, like, yeah, we're not going to be able to help each other on this situation. So unfortunately, I had to say, you know, I think you need to go build that Shopify or that WordPress site. But for me, my focus is around, you know, building funnels, or like I said, just basically a good sales process. And you have to always keep in mind, guys, is that one thing that you can't forget when you're building your career, your entrepreneur career, or if you're in it, the foundation of making sure that you're continuously, you know, over delivering and providing great service. Because I could have gotten frustrated and mad, like, oh, you wasted my time. But it was a great learning experience. And I think that everything, the more I get older, I'm realizing everything is truly a perspective of how you look at things. And how I looked at that, I even said, hey, I'm going to make a podcast about this. I'm going to go talk to my family about this, because it really, I'm hoping that it can help somebody out there to understand the importance of maybe having a sheet in place to say, what do you want? Show me some examples of what you're looking for before we even get started, so I can say, well, yeah, that's something that I do, or no, I think you probably need to go work with this person. I think that'd be great at helping you achieve that particular goal. Well, hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Again, you know, I try to keep these things under 10 minutes if possible, because I really want to provide you with actionable steps that you can take. So again, make sure when you're working with a client, have some type of checklist or have something in place in which will allow you to identify ahead of time. Again, using examples will be definitely great, so you'll know what those examples, what they're looking for, their vision. So that way you can either match it, or, you know, make sure that they don't waste their time or you don't waste yours. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for enjoying the podcast today. Till we speak.